Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B.
Power 98,
the Baba. Lady Gaga.
Or whatever that gospel song is.
I get it from my mama.
What was T.D. Jake talking about in that song, man?
You ain't breaking down in Spanish, did
they? T.D. Jake said that Spanish on him.
We got brothers from the east side, from the west side, from the north side, here at the Potter's house. Break it down in Spanish.
Hola. Como esta?
I'm a runner.
I don't know what he said.
I don't know what he was saying.
For the Lord. Man, it's
598.
WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Man, it's time to hit the hashtag. Hashtag no leezy, man. Hashtag NOLEEZYMAD on my Instagram page, at no leezy, NOLEEZY. Today's no leezy, man, is being brought to you by $2 Fridays at the White House, baby, at the White House. Tomorrow night, myself, DJ Butterfingers, we going up on a Friday night. You know how it is, man. 4809 Wilkinson Boulevard. Join us as we broadcast live from 10 to midnight, being brought to you by Shine Time Management. All right. Today, Nolizzi is mad as two different wives. Two different wives, all right? All right. One wife comes to you from the country of Colombia. She found out her husband was cheating on her, and he said he wanted to make it right. He said, I'll do anything you want me to do. Since I embarrassed you, you can embarrass me. So, she told him to get butt naked and lay on a car in the middle of the intersection. Well, like beside the middle of the busiest intersection, one of the busiest intersections in the country of Colombia. So, people rode by and watched his butt naked tail on the top, on the hood of a car. And all he had on was a towel over his head because he tried to cover up his face. So, that was his punishment. That's
well,
what she
chose. That's not embarrassing yourself, sir. We need to see your face.
They saw everything else, Ms. Justin.
You didn't complete the challenge.
So it isn't said whether she accepted that or not, but he did it. You can Google it. I can't make this stuff up.
He halfway did it.
So another story about a wife caught her husband cheating. She actually caught. They were separated, but they weren't fully divorced. She caught his new girl over her house, and they have a video of her pistol whooping this girl in her backyard and making her call the dude. Of course, the dude did not answer the phone. But it's like if you look at Players of Peace page, he has it on his page, and somebody sent it to me. They was like, look at this. This is crazy. A lot of women was applauding what she did. But I'm saying, like, she brutally beat this young woman live on video. And Players of Peace himself said, like, you know, he thinks she should be charged with a felony assault as well as felony kidnapping because she wouldn't let the lady go nowhere. All while she was pregnant. And
who, the woman was pregnant?
The woman who was, the wife was pregnant. The woman who was doing the beating, she was pregnant.
She should still go to jail.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right, that's what I'm mad about this morning. Like, y'all got to find a better way to handle things, but I guess if you get caught, that's what you got to get. You got to pay your dues if you get caught, huh?
That's crazy.
Part of the AWP, G. Charlotte, for new hip hop and R&B. We'll get on that in a minute. Hey, it's Nolan Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Crazy news story being brought to you by Carowinds. Don't forget to join me this Sunday at Carowinds. They got a big job fair from 2 to 5. I'm going to be out there trying to get you hooked up with them jobs at Carowinds. Hey. That's a great place to work for the summer. So all my teens out there, you need a job, come on to Carowinds this Sunday from 2 to 5. They got great jobs. And you know what? One thing about Carowinds, they pay great. They give you hours and they pay great, especially for a teenager. Some of the jobs out there at Carowinds is up to $12 an hour. Log on to power98fm.com for more information.
What's the age?
I think 16. I think it might be 14, though. But I definitely 16, you could work at Carowinds.
Four more years.
Okay.
Tell my oldest to get a
job. Y'all, all these kids need jobs.
Yeah, she need one.
Put these phones down and get a job.
All right, crazy news story. So out there in Nebraska, this is coming from Nebraska.
Nebraska.
There's a man who was arrested. The police came up to him, and they were arresting him, and they asked him what his name was. And he told the police that his name was D'Angelo Towns. But they weren't looking for D'Angelo Towns. But they arrested this man anyway because he had a lanyard on from his job, and his name said Markell Towner. That's what they were looking for. They was looking for Markell Towner.
That ain't me. That ain't me. I don't know. Nah, I got the wrong name tag. We switched name tags at work, bro. But that ain't me.
Hold on. It gets better. So he's resisting arrest. He said, yes, I'm not going to jail. This is not me. This is not my lanyard with my name and my face on it. His family members and people in his neighborhood jumped on the police.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Try this man.
Ride with your boy. That's what I'm talking about. That's everybody how you're supposed to do it.
No, no, you don't ride with him, lad, because he was being arrested for domestic abuse.
Oh.
So we're not riding for him. But the community came out.
But at least the community stood together, though.
Everybody, I'm applauding
the community
wrong.
Standing together.
He's being charged with resisting arrest, obstructing a government operation,
of
false reporting, child neglect, and third-degree domestic assault.
Got a bad boy. You got a whole slew of charges. That's going to be a crazy report card when you get down there.
That's what Markell Towner
on that report card.
That's what Markell Towner is being arrested for. Now, I don't know who D'Angelo Towns is, but that's who he told him he was.
D'Angelo Towns was just at the wrong place at the wrong time.
They ain't even had to snatch his little lanyard off. You know how the little string is on it?
Yeah.
They just grabbed it from his hip.
Hey, but you got to applaud the neighborhood for standing up with him, though. You
no,
know what I mean?
No,
yes, you do. You know what I mean? Get off my brother.
No.
Get off my brother. Leave him alone. It ain't him. That ain't D'Angelo. That ain't him.
They was probably in there yelling, too, get off Markell. He looking at them like, no, I'm D'Angelo. These people stupid out here, man.
Oh, there's my
some
goodness.
Stupid people in the world.
There's like people pulling up like.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You got a whole name tag on and you say your name something. That's
something
crazy. Hi, LMA, man. Shot clock 6:40, 20 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Burpee starts on the way at 6:55. It's Pot 98. Pot 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all already know what time it is, man. It's time to get Burpee Starts. Burpee Starts today is being brought to you by our 28-hour broadcast. Y'all know it's that time of year again. Actually, June 13th through the 14th will be that time of year as we sleep out for 28 hours and raise money for the women and children of Charlotte at 534 Spratt Street. We call it the Center of Hope. If you want to donate, you want to start a donation now, come on, man. Text the keyword POWER28 to 41444. That's POWER28 to 41444, or just log on to power98fm.com. And it's being brought to you by Metro by T-Mobile. So we look forward to it, man, our 28-hour broadcast, one of our biggest charity events we do for the whole year. So get ready. June 13th through the 14th, we'll be sleeping out at the shelter. All right, Burpee, it's time for your thoughts.
All right. It's one of my favorite days of the week, Larry. It's Thursday, baby. Hit my hotkey.
Shut your dumb ass up.
All right, let's go ahead and start this one off. Donovan McNabb.
Donovan McNabb, what he do?
Donovan McNabb. This fool is over there talking about, I deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. My numbers are better than Troy Aikman. Hey, Donovan McNabb.
Shut your dumb ass up. Sir,
you went to one Super Bowl and threw up in the middle of the field.
These are the facts.
Shut your dumb ass up. You don't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. You threw up in the middle of a game. Your name is Willie Beeman. Shut your dumb ass up.
It gets hot out there.
Huh?
Sometimes it gets hot out
no,
there.
No. The Super Bowl is in the wintertime.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he threw up anyway because he, you
nervous.
Know why he threw up?
Nervous.
And this came from T.O. because he was nervous. He didn't
nervous.
Know what to do. You don't get nervous when you're in the NFL for 10 plus years. One more time. Donovan McNabb.
Shut your dumb ass up.
All right. We've been talking about this dude all week. I'm sick of it now. And he still got a damn interview on the radio station. But then when they asked this man, when is you going to release the footage of this interview? He said, never. And stop asking. Hey, dumb radio jock.
Shut your dumb ass up. Shut your dumb ass up.
What you do the interview for in the first place? I know why. Because the baby commented on your video and said, cap, 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 cap.
Shut your dumb ass up.
You ain't want the baby to tell you to pick your pants up. That's all you. Larry, it was a group of doctors. It was a group of doctors that said you should stop spanking your kids. Mm. And one of the reasons they said was because it damages a child's self-esteem. What? You live in my house. You don't have the right to have self-esteem yet. Hey, doctors out there telling me to stop spanking my kids.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Another reason they said no one can learn when they're afraid.
What?
Who is they talking about? I learned the most stuff when I was horrified of my father because I knew he was going to whoop me. Hey, doctors that came up with this study.
Shut your dumb ass up.
I'm the strong woman I am today.
Exactly.
Because of the ass whoopings my mama got.
Hello, exactly. Because of pure fear.
My cousin used to punch me in my chest. If I didn't tell him fast enough what I learned in school today.
Those doctors ain't whooping ass right. That's their problem.
They're I don't think not, they have kids.
They not doing it right.
I don't think they have kids. They said it teaches kids violence solves problems. That's not being violent when you whoop your kids. That's spanking your, sparing the rod that sport, how I go?
Whatever. God said whoop your kids.
Yeah, so shut up. Last but not
shut your dumb ass up.
Last but not least, y'all saw it last night on his way out. Robert Mueller, he spilled everything on Donald Trump, the Republican Party, and this Russian collusion that they came up with.
That's how you're supposed to do it.
He said,
tell it all.
He said, look, they had Russian hackers over there playing tic-tac-toe and... and trying to interfere with the 2016 election. He said, Vladimir Putin spent the night at Trump House one night. The Republican Party was over there like, no, no. Hey, Robert Mueller,
shut your dumb ass up.
No, 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 no.
He told me.
He was telling everything. He said the Russians were sending them masseuses that Robert Kraft had.
And those were Burberry's thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought?
Live from Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
This is WPEG, Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Turn me up, son.
And home of No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Wake up.
We're Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Coming up, we're going to let you shine. We want to spread some of that positivity in a negative world. 570-WPEG. Your kid's doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy!
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Hey, man, I'm going to kick off this shine today, man. Double salute to all the kids over there at Sugar Creek Charter School. They had a graduation the other day, and their senior class got $8.3 million in scholarships, with three of the students also receiving full rides to UNC and, of course, NC State. So shout out to all the kids over there at Sugar Creek Charter. Y'all going to shine this morning, big dog.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
Papa Daddy, yeah, good morning. You got somebody you want to let shine?
I do.
Go ahead.
I want to let my baby daddy shine, and I also want to let all the absent fathers shine, because we see y'all, and even though y'all are not in our lives, we are training ourselves and molding ourselves to be better and have our sons do better by women, by their kids. Mm.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
My daughter, Xaviana.
And why do you want to let her shine this morning?
Because she aced her EOG.
Shine on me, 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 shine on me.
Power 98, good morning. You want to let the light shine on somebody?
Yep.
Who?
My son.
Who is?
Isaiah.
And why do you want to let him shine?
Because he's doing very well in school. He's enjoying movement.
That's what I'm talking about.
Shine on me, 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 shine on
got somebody you want to let shine this morning?
Yes, I'm going to let myself shine and shine.
Okay.
We're going to let you shine too. Shine it. Shine, boy. Shine on me. Shine on me.
Shine on me. Shine on me. And I got to get well shine to somebody. I got to get well shine to Miss Aisha. I just want you to get well. Heard you had some complications. So just get well and do better and feel better.
Yeah, I actually spoke with her mother.
Yeah.
So we are definitely sending up prayers to our Smithite family.
Yeah. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Thursday, May 30th, being brought to you by Planet Fitness. That's right. You are joining us live from the judgment-free zone, Planet Fitness, on Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. More problems for Kodak Black, who is currently sitting in a Florida jail for lying on a firearms application. Kodak didn't disclose his recent indictment for sexually assaulting a teenager back in 2016 when filing the permit. The firearm that he purchased was also found at the scene of a shooting that took place back in March with his fingerprints on it. Now, due to all of this, the judge in Kodak's case denied bail yesterday and called the rapper a danger to the community. So, for now, Kodak Black will remain in jail until his hearing in August. The 2019 BET Awards now have a host, and her name is Regina Hall. BET made the announcement via Twitter yesterday. The BET Awards will be live from LA on Sunday, June 23rd at 8 p.m. Lil Durk hopped on social media to say, turning myself in tomorrow. But the question is, for what? His last known run-in with the police took place back in 2013 when he was charged with unlawful use of a weapon by a felon and then released on bond a month later. Jordan Woods is turning lemons into lemonade. She will make her TV acting debut in season 2 of Grown-ish. She's going to play Dee, who is a freshman, with what they describe as a sweet soul and a soft-spoken and sincere vulnerability. Season 2 of Grown-ish kicks off on June 5th at 8 p.m. Basketball Wives is back, and this season we're getting 16 episodes. Shawnee, Evelyn, Tammy, Jackie, and Malaysia are all back. And surprisingly, Jennifer will be back as well as she tries to rekindle some friendships. Also returning are Kirsten, Cece, and OG. Now, newbie will be Phoebe Torres. She'll join the cast this season. She's the ex of Lance Stevenson. The new season of Basketball Wives is set to premiere on Wednesday, June 19th at 8 p.m. on VH1. Happy birthday to Remy Ma and CeeLo Green. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. You know what time it is. Spot WPEG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Lil Nas X taking this horse to Old Town Road. We about to take this thing to the 740 question of the morning. And the question is, who is the one person in your life you do not want to owe money to? Got this off 50 Cent because he's been trolling everybody to owe him money. You do not want to owe 50 money. So who is the one person in your life you don't want to owe money to? Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about
704-227-8780. That's our voicemail number. The one person you don't want to owe no money to, who you got, Miss Jessica?
DJ Butterfingers.
Butterfingers, you don't want to owe no money to Butterfingers.
DJ Butterfingers is coming to get his money. You know that, Sean?
Yes, yes, DJ
Butterfingers coming to get his money,
y'all ain't
going to
do Butterfingers like that,
real
man.
Real nice. Hey, bro.
Yeah, you got my money?
You got
so
that
good
for
bread.
Real nice.
Send
you a text message. Hey, yo, you got my money?
You're real nice, and then we'll punch you in the face.
Bullet fingers. But, Burpee, who you got?
I don't want to owe money to nobody.
But if you had...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Pick one person. It's got to be
a
one
celebrity
person.
Or just anybody?
Anybody. One person that just stand out in your life.
You, Larry. I don't want to owe you no damn money.
That's for real. True, too.
That's how you going to do me?
Yes.
That's
yes. How you going to do me? Larry is petty Larry. He will throw it in your face every day.
I only say that when you owe the cup.
No, you a lie. Oh, really?
Yes, when you owe
you
the cup.
You a whole lie, Larry.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know
well, you did owe me money for about 2 years, though.
It was not 2 years.
Bourbon bet me on a basketball game in 2012. I got my money last year, 2018.
I didn't even know you were 2012. You a
My mama. I don't want to owe my mama no money.
What?
Really? Miss Judy. But no.
I can see that.
You don't want to owe Miss Judy no money. Because she going to figure out a way how to get it. You know what I mean? Like, she going to finagle her way to getting the money out of you some type of way.
Like, invite you to the Super Bowl?
Right. Right. And then, like, yeah, you know, you still on the, what?
Tell you all the pros about the Super Bowl, but won't tell you none of the cons.
She going to finagle her way how to get the money out of you.
Come on,
Shock,
y'all.
Who you got?
Twin, a.k.a. Antoine Turner.
Who is this?
It's Antoine Turner. That's
my buddy, man. That's my homeboy.
I know who you're talking about.
He's going to call you early in the morning. Hey, bro. And one of them good slick one-liners. Don't borrow no money from Twin. That's it.
I know Twin. That's not better than Twin like that for real.
I swear, Sean.
He's going to give you the world, but boy, let me tell you.
He's going to want it back.
He give you the world, but he want the universe back.
The one person you don't want to owe no money to, 704-227-8780. It's the Madhouse, man. It's 5.98.
The only hip-hop morning show is...
No Limit Lyric.
Y'all know how this go. Today, y'all get to be the counselors, Madhouse Nation. Somebody need help on today's situation. We brought in a special counselor, Shula King.
Hey, what's going on?
He might give y'all some advice. Here it is. Yeah. All right. Dear Madhouse Nation, my friend has been dating a guy for about 6 months. She was so in love with this dude. Recently, he started being distant. He wouldn't touch her. He wouldn't say nothing to her. Like, they wasn't beefing or nothing. He just wasn't sexually attracted to her, really. Is that what she felt like? So as he became distant, she started to snoop. She snooped in both of his phones. He had a work phone and a personal phone. She went through both of them. And on both of his phones, she found that he had been on gay sites. He had been on transgender sites. And she also found text and picture evidence that he had been involved in some male-on-male activities. So... as she found this out, she told me in confidence about it. And I told her, well, you should confront him about it. She has chosen not to confront him about it. And I said, that is not safe. Any man on the DL and is sleeping with you, it is not safe. I myself am a bisexual female, so I tell all my partners about what I'm into. She would not get out the relationship because she is in love and... she says she's going to keep dating him, and she's not going to confront him about it. Madhouse Nation, how can I get her to confront him about being on a DL and help her get out this relationship? Because she should not be in this relationship with this young man, in my opinion.
You've done all that you can. You told her about it. She made the decision. That's not who you're dealing with, and you need to leave it alone. You need to leave it alone. You need to back up off it. Which you, this woman might be out here doing her own thing on the side. So leave it alone. You've done all that you can, and it's time for you to move on. Don't you consume yourself with trying to get this woman out of a relationship that she wants to be in.
She's a grown woman. She also said in the letter they've been friends for 20 years.
Y'all know my best friend.
Yeah.
And if my best friend made, shut up, Breppy. If my best friend made a decision after I've told her, after I've given her information.
Because you want the best for your best friend.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. After I've given her that information, she then has to make the decision on how she wants to move on it. So if I were to give that information to Keisha and she chose to stay, then that's on her. I'm going to be her friend and I'm going to support her in whatever it is that she chooses to do. If this man isn't physically harming her, then...
Then
I'm fine. It's... Hey, Larry, today Thursday, right?
Yeah.
And she said she not gonna leave the relationship.
She not. She said that her friend is not gonna leave the relationship.
Hey, Larry, hit my hotkey.
Shut your dumb ass up.
This man is not on the DL. It's obvious. He's putting it all in her face. He's not trying to delete them text messages. He got two phones with men in both phones. This, listen, maybe they married for the benefits. I don't know why they
they're
together.
Not married. They're together.
Oh, they're together. They're not even married?
Yeah, they're not married.
And she still not leaving?
Yeah.
Okay, Shula, I don't even.
He got two phones?
He got two phones.
One for the plug and one for the socket. That's what's up.
Oh, no.
That's disgustingly hilarious.
Y'all motherfuckers
talking
about for the socket.
Yeah. See how I took it left. It's a little slight left.
A little curve in it.
Yeah. I don't want to curve it.
Oh, yeah.
No.
It's going to be a little different this morning.
So what will be you and your about to assume?
Yeah. Oh, no. Come on in, dog. Come on in.
Shula, what be your advice to us?
My advice is nothing. I got friends that do stupid stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. All you can do is, like, if I'm comfortable enough to tell you, hey, man, this is the situation, and you go ahead and you continue on doing what I perceive as a bad decision. Mm-hmm. Well, then I got to, hey, man, I did my part. I told you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Now, if you my friend, I'm going to tell you one time. Now, if we close enough, I might tell you twice. Mm-hmm. But we grown.
Exactly.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? And then you got to think about it, too, bro. Like,
do you think she needs to take the step in confronting the man herself?
No.
It's not because, sure.
I'm just asking.
You know why I say that? Because it's like this. Everybody got different standards. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I watched my brother and he had a best friend, you know what I'm saying? And they not even cool no more. He was telling him, hey, man, your girl out here doing this, your girl out here doing that. Mm-hmm. And the more he told him about his girl, the more distance. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, more distance. And he was like, hey, man, I'm trying to tell you, blah, 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 blah. And I just had to tell him, yo, brother, you got to chill out, man, because just because you wouldn't put up with something, that don't mean the next person ain't going to put up with it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So even though old girl got pregnant on him, she caught a disease, you know what I'm saying, I almost gave it to him, he stayed with her.
570-WPG. Oh, your comments, Madhouse Nation, chime in.
The only hip hop morning show is
No Limit Lyric.
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry in the morning, Madhouse. We back on today's situation. And it reads, my friend has been dating a guy for about 6 months. She was in love with him. Recently, things been going a little crazy, though. He became distant. He became distant, not being mean to her or anything. He just became sexually distant. He didn't want to touch her or anything. So, you know, as a woman, she started snooping. She went through both his phones, his work phone and his personal phone. On his work phone and his personal phone, she found that he had been on gay sites, he had been on gay dating sites, and he also had things in his phone that showed him doing gay activities with other gay men. Now, I'm a bisexual woman myself, and I told her, like, this is not safe at all, him being on a DL like this. She has the proof. She knows everything that's going on, but she still wants to be with him and it still has been being with him. I told her she needs to get out of this relationship because he is not being 100% honest with her. She would not even address the situation with him. She would not even bring it up. I'm the only person she's told about it, but I want her to get out of the situation. So, Madhouse Nation, how can I help my friend get out of this situation as well as help her confront her man about being on the DL? Good morning.
Now, first of all, honey, you're doing too much. You confided in your friend and told her that your man is sleeping with another man. There's no way in the world there's no way in the world that I can even possibly even fathom the thought of my friend telling me something like that, and you're going to say, we can't be friends no more because you're not making rash decisions. I can't have you in my circle. You're going to sit there and ignore the fact of the matter that you could possibly catch something that you might not never get rid of. You might possibly, you know, hurt yourself, and I might get hurt. So, no, I got to cut you off.
Thank you, baby.
But there's also the possibility that she doesn't catch anything.
I mean, it's a possibility, but you got 50-50 on something that you ain't got no choice about.
Pa-da-dee, good morning.
Oh, man, that ain't no situation. That's a catastrophe. How she gonna do that with her future on the line like this? She might decide to move on some more odd years down the line, but end up with something she can't get rid of because she couldn't make a decision based on her life. And she know what this dude is incapable of? No, you don't make no decisions like that, man. That's not a situation.
Thank you, bro.
It's gonna be a situation that she don't confront him about it.
Pa-da-dee, good morning.
Good morning. I feel as a gay man myself, I would not put somebody I'm going through that, and if I was bisexual, I wouldn't put a woman through that. He needs to go ahead and just be straight up about that as much as he can, and if she wants to put up with that, that's on her. That's her grown decision, and he just needs, if she wants to keep doing that, she needs to lay down the rules and say he needs to be safe about that, because HIV and all those other diseases are not a joke.
598 WPG, good morning.
I mean, she has the proof. She has all the proof she needs. It ain't that much love in the world. She's just crazy as hell. That's where I...
So what should the friend do? Just back up?
Yeah, just step off of it. She's already, I mean, she already not informed her. Both of them know about it, but for the lady to say she's just stupid or she just that vulnerable, no. Hell no. He ain't worth all it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Too many men out here for that nonsense.
There's too many men out there for all this nonsense. Okay, so the thing about it is a lot of callers are calling and saying that, you know, she could catch something. You could catch something just sleeping with somebody without protection.
And so that's why I asked that woman.
Necessarily have to be that they're gay.
That's why I asked the woman, you know, there's a 50% chance that she won't, you know, like,
right.
There's a chance that she won't catch a disease. Would the advice to this woman be different if her man was cheating on her with another woman? Would you all be going, well, she could catch something? Or would you be saying, well, you should try to work it out with him, have a conversation? Would it be different if it was another, you know, like?
Oh, but the thing about it from the friend's perspective, like, you know, she has all the proof that she needs.
Yeah.
She just doesn't want. I mean, she has the proof. She knows what she knows what she needs to know, and she's already said that she wants to stay in a relationship. So, as the friend, I think you got to back up.
She had proof in the argument that they had.
What you mean, Bert?
Because when two women argue, it's a whole other thing. And I'm pretty sure he was arguing back at her like, girl, no, stop. Don't even say nothing to me right now. I don't even want to talk to you right now.
They haven't confronted him yet.
I'm talking about that regular argument.
And he was saying that before it even happened. You already knew. There were some certain things he was doing, certain gestures that he had.
Yeah, because she had to already be suspicious if she went snooping. You know what I mean? Because she said he was distant. At first, they was very sexually active, and then they stopped. Like,
she might have thought it was another woman, though.
But he had tendencies.
Yeah, that's what they cycle
like,
sync
he had
up.
Tendencies all before. Like, he liked to shop, you know what I'm saying?
They taking selfies together, both of them doing duck lips.
You know what I mean? Like, when he put that filter on, you know what I'm saying, with the butterflies right here.
Pa-da-dee-AWPG, we back on the day. Situations. It's Lola Malaria in the Morning Madhouse. This is a crucial one today, man. I don't know if y'all been listening, you've been tuned in, but lady right in, dear Madhouse Nation, my friend's been dating a guy for about 6 months. She was really in love with him, but recently he's been acting a little funny. Not funny towards her, well, it just like he's been acting funny because sexually he's not really been, you know, in tune with her. He's really not been trying to have sex with her. So she got a little snoopish. She went snooping through both his phones. He got a personal phone and a work phone. And on both his phones, she found that he had been on gay websites, gay dating sites. And in one of the phones, well, actually in both of the phones, she found that he had been involved in gay sexual activities.
Yeah.
I told her this relationship is not safe. You need to get out of it and you need to confront him about it. Yeah. She said no. And she's remained in a relationship and she asked me to leave it alone. And I'm the only person that she has confided in. I really want my friend to get out of this relationship. And how can I get her to get out of a relationship? One. And two, how can I get her to confront her down low man? Mm. Power 98, good morning.
Okay, first of all, sing it with me, Clyde. Because that's what she's going to be going to the upper room. And, yeah, it sounds like she's desperate. 6 months, you ain't got no kids with him. You better leave him alone. Obviously, he's gay, but it's plenty of fish in the sea. So, she need a bunk gang right on the side of there. I don't know what he's going to do. Marquis!
Power 98, good morning.
Good morning, this is Mr. Lee. May I comment on that?
Go ahead, Mr. Lee.
Yes, Mr. Lee, you surely can.
Come on, Mr.
He like, Lee. He like anus better than he like cooking.
Wait, what?
He like anus better than he like cooking.
Now, Larry. No, don't you dare. Huh? Don't you do that to Mr. Lee.
Hit my hotkey. No, shut your dumb ass up.
Nothing, Mr. Lee.
Call out here, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Talk to me, bro.
All right, man. See, my thoughts on this is, man, I see things different, you know what I'm saying, than like most people. But my thing is, if that's your best friend for 20-something years, you would go along with whatever makes her happy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So my thing is, the homegirl wants the yams for herself. That's why she's trying to get them broke up. That's why she's so adamant about a homegirl leaving the dude. Yeah,
that can make sense. Cause she did say she was bisexual.
Exactly.
Yeah, I see where you're going.
That's why she's so adamant about breaking them up. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. Okay, now that might make sense.
They know each other.
They've been together 20 years.
That's an angle.
Yeah, you look so good when you dipped your head in that water. Yeah. You came up out of that water.
The water was glistening all
over your body. What you say? The water was glistening all over your body.
Yeah. Okay, that's an angle. We didn't think about that. Now. Yeah.
All right, man, if you didn't get to comment in on this one today, make sure you leave it on the voicemail, 704-227-8780. Coming up, we're going to let you secure the bag. You got a situation, email it to us, morningmadhouse@gmail.com. Madhouse got two D's. Well, y'all crucial on these. Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.